Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We are Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. And this is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org and RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that actually provides a constitutional solution to federal government overreach. Not sure how that makes people feel, but I do believe when we start talking and putting the reality to the federal government's overreach, as people really have to address what that means and how many facets of their life they're being intruded upon, whether that be your plumbing, your electricity, your bulbs, and so forth, your car. I would think that most people would want to understand what it takes, because for some reason, it doesn't seem to be, you know, ramping down or slowing down this government overreach and its reaching into our lives. It seems to be the contrary, that they happen to just continually ramp up and take more and more and usurp more and more of the state's powers. And so that is why, if we do not do something, we are very close to tipping over the edge. And I've always said, I've been saying this since the beginning of launching this show, we're about 2 to 5 years away. And the premise of that is that they're pumping 10 million kids each year from our indoctrination centers into the electoral process. The majority of these kids, if you look at the last Pew Research poll that they did, talking about, you know, whether they're proud to be Americans or not, there's a very small percentage of those that are proud to be Americans. And there's a percentage of those, it's a small percentage as well, that are extremely, you know, dissatisfied. But the problem is that middle part. There are way too many kids that actually have been drinking the Kool-Aid, and they truly believe that we are a bad... I mean, our presidents have been saying that for a long time, but I'll get into that a little bit later. The number to call in is 215-867-8255. And a little backstory on the caller yesterday, it was actually a mistake. I guess they call that butt dialing. Apparently that person called Red State Talk Radio a while ago, and somehow it came back up and he had no idea he dialed us. So anyway, if you want to deliberately dial us, it's 215-TOP-TALKER, 867-8255. And so let me, there's a lot to cover, and I'm going to be getting into a lot of things between now and probably middle to end of August, all regarding elections in primaries in these red states. This is Red State Talk Radio. And if you're in a blue state and you want to learn what it takes to turn your blue state to a red state, you have to start understanding the strategies of literally working together and actually creating both a ground game, coalitions, and so forth. And we're trying to create this model for hopefully a couple of these states so that we can start duplicating this. But that's just the ground game. The bottom line is the argument for Republic Review has been irrefutable. I've yet to find an academe who can speak, you know, out and say, oh, well, here's pure evidence that you can't do this because the framers had provided these documents. Those documents don't exist. And so let me kind of jump straight into the importance. If you do not understand what Republic Review is, I have a video out there, and that video will provide you in a 30-minute presentation this argument of why Republic Review is the only academic argument, is what we need to do to save the Constitution. It has nothing to do with Article 5, or I should say a con-con, or a Constitutional Convention, Article 5 Convention, whatever you want to call it. They've got all sorts of names for it. But bottom line, Republic Review is an audit, and that's because the Constitution's a contract. And those people that have been listening to the show for a long time, and you know who you are, you understand, you get it, and I really appreciate the fact that you're getting the word out that other than the great entertainers, and you know, I look every once in a while, I could go there right now and look at all these great entertainers that are on right now that I'm kind of competing in the market space with, but I don't care about the market space, I care about the message. So there's all sorts of front benchers and people that, you know, can really get people upset, salivating, or what have you, and they're all out there. Bottom line is, how many of those actually have a tangible process and solution that will pull the government out of all unconstitutional things and force it back into the framework? That's a capital F on force. It will force it back into the framework of the Constitution. That's why I invite you to go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. If you go to the Take Action page, you can watch that video. It's down underneath the actual slides that I use for that video. And if you go to the home page on reclaimingtherepublic.org, that's where you'll find the bullets. I have literally a set of bullets, an outline for that argument that Republic Review is our only hope and process of getting the federal government back into check, or living within the Constitution once again. And underneath that is a set of bullets that actually provides you the descriptions and the flow process of Republic Review. And even underneath that, for those who like a picture, I created a line and block chart kind of thing, a flow chart, for you to really look at to garner exactly what Republic Review and that process, how that works and what it will do. And therefore, I am trying to educate you with a very simple, I think it's a very simple process, but I know some people, when we start talking about the Constitution, they know it's important and they know it gives them rights, but that's actually the Bill of Rights. The Constitution, actually, it was intended to enumerate powers for the federal government only, and it wasn't to protect and or reserve powers. It didn't need to because it was enumerated. If it's not listed, this is Madison stating this, and Nicholas and all the other framers, if it is not listed in the Constitution, the government has no jurisdiction or no reason to meddle with it, period. And if they want to, they have to go to the states to amend the Constitution. That's why Article 5 was injected, and that's why they followed the Article 5 process three times before Jefferson left office. So, anywho, I guess I need to do that obligatory groveling, but before I do, let me kind of mention that I do have a crowdfunding page, and we're still working forward in getting that, but we can start taking contributions now. And in doing that, if you want to direct, let's just say you spent $1,000 or $1,500, whatever the max is, for your legislator that you need to get in office, and that legislator happens to be a constitutionalist that has signed this pledge, then you can actually put funds into this GoFundMe, and we can actually then transfer to the maximum that I can do, because I'm an entity, Mobius Strip Press is an entity, and there are limits of what I can put in, but without necessarily losing money. We can actually transfer that money to help get more money to those candidates that you really want to support, because I know there's a lot of people who want to do that. We're only one mechanism. I know that they also, some of these candidates have their own GoFundMe, but still those contributions are still a direct contribution from you. So what I'd love to do, and we can do this, is we can start working in setting up PACs, because that's what Focus was going to do, was get a ground game organized in setting up a PAC so that we could literally start moving money. Instead of the candidates, we send it into a PAC that is supporting those candidates that are constitutional, that have signed the pledge and committing themselves to enforcing the Constitution. But before I go too much further, I want to do this every segment, because I know everybody's lives are dynamic, so not everybody gets a chance to listen to these entire shows. So if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, I have a new page. If you go to the very top, right underneath home, it's candidate endorsements. I have the three candidates that have actually signed the pledges, and that's Bill Winnie, I believe, and that's Clarence Stiver and Carl Allred. And if you click on their names on that endorsement page, it'll take you to their page. And I'm asking everybody, please, just send them $2. $2 is nothing out of your savings account or nothing out of your spending sprees or whatever you have in a budget. And it's something easy you can do. Or you know, if you can save $20 a week by not having such a big lunch or what have you, if there's a way you can start managing that money, then start sending these people $5. Every week, if you can do that up until the primary, which in these three candidates are in Wyoming, if you can do that, then what you will be doing is actually helping somebody that is going to protect you from federal tyranny. Because when one stands up against the federal government, that is basically standing up not just for his constituents or her constituents, it is for all of us. Because they're now making the charge that the federal government is violating the Constitution and abusing and oppressing all of America, not just their constituents. So we need to start supporting leaders that are willing to lead this charge, just like Thomas Jefferson and just like James Madison. And that's why I went through the Kentucky resolutions just last week. I believe it was last week. And I have in the ready the Virginia resolutions. But I want to keep driving this. And so I have more information as soon as we get back on some of the things I'm going to be doing this weekend, guest hosting and so forth. So please stay tuned and I will be right back after this. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And I know that I comment all the time that this show is actually dedicated to those who are running for state legislator or those who are serving as state legislators. It's dedicated to them, to help them and support them in fighting this good cause. And getting them into office. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's why I've been listing these gentlemen. And as a matter of fact, we have a governor candidate. I don't like counting my eggs before they hatch, but I've got a governor candidate in a race as well that will be forwarding me a pledge, as we've discussed and talked about what Republic Review is. And as people continually get their mind blown on, really, we could do this. And as they start looking at it, they look at the facts, they recognize the fact that they can do this. And that's why this is actually getting momentum. And those who are listening to this show, I know you have a choice. You can either, you know, start drinking from the cup that'll actually heal this process, or you can go off and be entertained. There's all sorts of things that we can do with our time, and there's an economic term to that. It's called opportunity cost. Everybody has 24 hours in a day, and everybody has an opportunity to spend those 24 hours the way they want. And so, but there's a cost. There's a cost of what you're giving up by not spending your time in studying, if you're in school, or not, you know, reading and expanding your skills for your profession. There is always a cost for not spending the time on one thing. Like if you're not eating right, if you're not eating enough and you're starving yourself, there's a cost to that. The opportunity costs are tremendous when it comes to our liberty. I do not believe that there is a more righteous cause, because if anybody has kids, they have grandkids, and they believe that they have a posterity, I believe our forefathers did everything they could, and there's no doubt in my mind, the divine hand of providence stepped in and gave us a contract, a hard enumerated constitution with a process within the contract to make amendments when necessary. And we have made amendments. Some of them have been bad, but nevertheless, I'm willing to accept the Constitution and the amendments as they are and literally state, okay, everything else that you're doing, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Energy, Education, Health and Comfort and Welfare, and all of these things, energy, they are all violations of the Constitution, and we have to enforce that. And I believe that was the divine providence right there that understood that down the road, people are going to be able to get back, or somebody like myself would be able to extrapolate exactly what this Constitution is as the framers defined it. And the beauty about the internet is the fact that you can go and read every single document that Madison wrote, practically. Same thing with Jefferson. And so as we read and as we start discovering the truth, we can actually, as they say, the truth will set you free. I believe the truth will get the federal government, because there's no doubt, you cannot deny this. The truth will get the federal government back into the framework and out of doing all of the things it shouldn't be doing. Now, if the states decide that they want the federal government to create a department of babysitting, because that's up next. If you've read Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village, her intent was to create a department of babysitting and take greater controls over the family. That is clearly an Engels Marx ideology, owning and controlling the family. But I'm just letting you know that if we force them back into the contract, then they can no longer establish arbitrary policies, arbitrary departments, arbitrary laws, arbitrary rules and regulations. They have to abide and stay within the jurisdiction of the Constitution. That was the intent. That's precisely what Madison said. And everybody that's been listening to this show knows that. They know that in the ratification debates, as they defined the Constitution, it clearly delineated that the federal government cannot assume any new role, responsibility, or power without getting an amendment through the states via the Article 5 process. So how is it that we've been here and got here? It's through lies, deceit, and evildoers that have literally sold us downriver. And if you remember, I think it was Doug Gibbs last week. I know it's Doug Gibbs because he wrote that book, The Seven Worst Liars That Had Done More Damage to the Constitution Than Anybody Else. Check that book out. Him and I talked, you know, extensively as to who these men were, Hamilton, Marshall, and so forth. These guys literally set unconstitutional footings in place so that down the road, all sorts of evildoers could do real damage to the Constitution. And it took time. But just like today, it seemed like under Obama, this tyranny was on steroids, right? But anyway, I digress. It's another segment, and I do expect to have on the phone today a state legislator. I expect him to call in, so hopefully he'll be in before this break or right after the break or during the break. It will be Dave Lucas. He's running for state legislator in Washington State. And so I'm hoping to, you know, talk to him a little bit about Republic Review. But bottom line, do you want to be entertained or are you thirsty and are you ready for a solution? Then go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. Look at those bullets on that homepage. Watch that video on the Take Action page. If you believe I'm wrong and you can prove it, that's why I don't get a lot of callers on this. Please set me straight. I would love to be doing something else more productive that will actually earn me money or, you know, enjoying my retirement. Something, if I am absolutely wrong. But I know I'm not. And that's why I'm here. So that's why I really don't care how polished I am. I am probably the worst. I am the nightmare for all of these other folks that I'm dealing with. These front benchers in front of me, the politicians and so forth, because when you have an ideologue that knows they're right and you can't prove them wrong, it's hard to shut them up. So anyway, and ergo some of those comments I say, like if they find a suicide note, you know, after they find my body all cut up in the freezer, please don't believe the suicide note. Anyway, the three pledges that have signed for the state of Wyoming. It's Bill Winey or Winnie. I keep on saying Winey. I think it's Bill Winnie, and everybody knows I'm bad with names, so please forgive me, Bill. Clarence Stiver and Carl Allred. And if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, I have an endorsement page right there, and you can go there, click on the links, and you can actually go and reach out and touch them on Facebook and or their websites or their GoFundMe sites or what have you. Please send them a few dollars. Now, see, it's easy for hosts to say, buy my book, because I've got a couple of books you can buy. That makes me money. And if you go, I challenge you to listen to all of my podcasts. There's nowhere in there. Sometimes I say, yeah, if you want to send me money, but there's ways and mechanisms you can do that. But over the past few months, I've been asking everybody to save your money, because when we hit these primaries, I'm going to ask you to contribute to these people that are willing to protect us. This isn't about GR. This isn't about, you know, trying to get my business going. My crowdfunding money that I'm going to get is going into a separate account, and that money is strictly to be spent on helping these folks getting into office and or going and educating the rest of the state legislators. My focus is on the 5,445 folks out there who are the state legislators who have the authority of oversight over the Constitution. If you do not understand our government, the state legislators and or I should say legislators in our Republican form of government are the sovereigns. If you want evidence of that, I can go back into the ratification debates and show you how these guys were absolutely baffled that we had two sovereigns in government, because they understood legislators were the sovereigns. In a monarchy, the monarch is the sovereign. But in a Republican form of government, it is the legislators who are the sovereigns. They're the guys that create the rules, the processes, the regulations, policies, plans, blah. Now, when they start creating executive departments, that creates bureaucracies. And bureaucracies are unelected people that they can actually start affecting your lives, like the EPA and so forth. That is government overreach. Plus, Congress or our legislators in the United States Congress are constrained by the enumerated powers within the Constitution. So they just because they're sovereign doesn't mean that they can all of a sudden take upon themselves the ability to regulate commerce or create a Department of Transportation. That's why I have read for you Madison's veto of the bonus bill, where Congress had literally tried and attempted to create a Department of Commerce, or actually Department of Transportation. He vetoed it and told them that they couldn't do it. The only way they could do this and constitutionally get away with this is through the amendment process. If they got the states to go along either way, it would still be unconstitutional. At any point, the states could step up and go, hey, you know what? We never delegated you this power. Shut it down. And that's what Republic Review does. Republic Review is the acknowledgement of the violations of the Constitution and communicating to the federal government one way or another to shut it down. That's what the Kentucky and Virginia resolution. So I might be repeating myself. So anyway, I'm kind of excited with the fact that we're in this position and the pledges are starting to come in. I think I'm going to have a couple for Tennessee as well. So it's really important if you can start helping. And this is the one thing you can actually do to help change the direction of this country. We want to get one state to be David, to stand up and encourage the rest of the states to join. I'm hoping to create competition between Tennessee and competition between Wyoming. And so as soon as we come back from the break, I do have Dave Lucas. He's on the line and we're going to have a conversation with him and we'll see how long that goes. And we will talk more about these opportunities that you can actually help in turning our constitutional republic around. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back after this minute. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, I am back, and as you can tell, I didn't give you the phone number to dial in on, but we are live, and I've got a caller from Washington. This is a candidate that is running, and there's so many different districts and so many candidates, I can't keep track of them, so forgive me, Dave. This is Dave Lucas, and you have made the hurling jump into the political fray, and I literally mean that, is you're jumping from the fire into the frying pan. You're going the wrong direction. So, or at least, you know, some people would say, why would anybody want to self-inflict themselves? So welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you, GR. I appreciate that. And I can completely understand that. And as I've articulated to folks many times, I did not see myself doing this 6 months ago. I have been involved in numerous areas in the community. I'm a retired Marine officer and work in what we call here in Spokane our neighborhood councils. And so the neighborhood councils coordinate with the city council as a citizen advisory board, for lack of a better term. And through that process, worked on several initiatives. And one of the things we were working very avidly on is trying to reduce property crime and increase some of the public safety issues going on in the community, whether it's a traffic issue or, as I mentioned, with property crime. We had worked on the trying to encourage more officers, but also working through some of the things with the community and looking at how we can address some of those nonviolent offenders. And one of the things that had been proposed bipartisan through our Washington Senate was a supervision bill, which basically for those nonviolent offenders that were convicted of a crime and then released back to the community would have a supervision component. And we've had some similar efforts in the community that have been very successful with regard to a veterans court or a drug court or community court where folks are partnered with mentors, have supervision, some accountability. And when the city council came and advised us that that had been blocked or stopped by one of our representatives, I was, the neighborhood council, myself, and many of the citizens were very concerned about that. And so as I researched and went to find out what that was about, I happened to about the same time receive an invitation to our third district, which is the state district we're in, invitation to their town hall. So I went to find out what that was about. And that same representative really didn't have what I could say anything to offer to the community that he was working on to better the community or to work with the community on issues that they might be facing, but instead was just purporting more bureaucracy and more taxes. And I sat there and looked around and just realized this is insane. And what are we doing to address this insanity? And so, as you mentioned, at that point in time, I decided, as I worked with scouts or when I was in the Marine Corps, stop complaining and figure out a solution. And so the went round and round, talked with a lot of folks and prayed with my family, talked to a lot of other folks and advisors and mentors and decided, well, you know what? Probably the best solution is to just get involved. And so I've decided to run for the state representative here in Spokane in the third district.
Well, excellent. And as a matter of fact, what we need are leaders, those who are willing to figure out what's necessary and actually willing to think out of the box. And you know, I'm a constitutionalist and you kind of understand the intent of this show. We're here to support any and all state legislators, because I go through this at the beginning of this show almost every day, that, you know, anybody that is willing to stand up against federal tyranny is obviously standing up for all of us to protect all of us from federal tyranny. But let me talk very specifically about what you're dealing with. And I think there's one out of the box approach because, you know, the Constitution offers a lot. And inside the Constitution, there is this thing that the federal government has this responsibility, and it's never been changed. They have this responsibility of equipping and training militia. And there's nothing in there that says they're supposed to equip and train sheriffs or police departments. It's the militia, because that is supposed to be our national defense. There has been no amendment in granting to an establishment of a fifth element of the, you know, national defense called a National Guard. That has just been a usurpation. And I truly believe that we can actually go back to a militia to actually address crimes and property and so forth, because as people become stakeholders in their local community, then you actually start raising awareness of who's doing what, and actually people can become far more active. I've presented this to other people, but I think that there's a way to actually activate the local citizens so that, because then they're doing this not as a, help me out here, not as a profession, but they're doing this as a civic responsibility. That was the intent. We all have responsibilities in contributing. It's not supposed to be a government of professionals. It's about citizenry and self-government. Does that make sense?
It does. In fact, as I talk in a doorbell and go neighborhood to neighborhood to meet folks, that's one of the things I bring up first and foremost when addressing this issue, is that the communities need to bond together and look after each other, neighbor looking after neighbor, you know, and we have some organizations like that. You know, you've got the Neighborhood Watch, but it doesn't even need to be that formal. Just, do you know your neighbors on both sides? Do you know who should be coming and going? Are you paying attention to the situations on your streets and what is going on? Have you you know, worked with your neighbors on, you have their contact information if something happens. I mean, some very simple things that I think are make huge steps on some of those concerns. But I think, you know, whether it's with regard to, you know, security or looking after those that might have a suffering, you know, some kind of financial or home problem. I mean, you can look back in history. I mean, look at the barn raising situations. I mean, neighborhoods got together to work on an issue that was too big for one person to handle.
Right, right. It's, well, I'm not sure if you're aware of how much federal dollars goes into the Spokane Police Department and the Spokane Sheriff. But if you look at that money, then all of a sudden being able to be contributed to a local community solution that would be militia and working, because the federal government spends a lot, and then start looking at how much they spend on the National Guard. There's one thing to have reserves, but it's another thing to have the National Guard. And if we move that money from, instead of having a fifth element or, you know, this other level of resources for the federal government to go fight wars, and we actually focused on the militia infrastructure within a state, that's a lot of money that could go to buying, if you want to call it, security, surveillance, equipping and training, whatever. I honestly think that we need to put back that that civic duty responsibility, instead of just saying, well, those guys will want to be gung-ho and want to wear a uniform. No, I don't think you have to do that. I think getting the communities back involved, because bottom line, it's either we continue to pay more and more for this high professional, because they make a lot of money, and the more we hire and the more we have to equip them, or I should say the cost of law enforcement, the cost of military is a very expensive cost. And people either have to make the decision that we're going to be paying through the nose to increase that presence and that cost, or we're going to have to take this on and take over this. Before I run out of time, because I realize I've got just about 2 minutes, you've read my Republic Review. What is your overall just quick thoughts of this?
I like many of the aspects of it, as we mentioned earlier. I think there is no question that there's been overreach, and that's one of the other issues for running is, I think, both at the federal and state level, there's a constant effort to impinge on personal freedoms, whether it's regard to property freedoms, you know, it comes up on Second Amendment rights, whatever the freedom that had been laid out that belonged to the people that was not specifically delegated to either the federal or the state, everything else should have been a personal freedom. And so that was one of the other things that certainly concerned me. So looking at the Republic Review, I think there are some solid aspects with regard to going back and reviewing those issues in those areas that we have stepped into taking responsibility for things that should have been an individual responsibility.
Right. So what I want to do is make sure we can address and resolve any approbations and any concerns that you might have or any other state legislator. But bottom line, you're stepping into the fray where you have the authority to step in. And so if you continue listening to the show and if you continue interfacing with the show, we're going to get into more of the meats of that. But I do want to commend you for actually wanting to step in. I think that there is a need for people, and I'm going to say this, I think you've been introduced to leadership in the Marine Corps. Is that not correct?
Yes, no, certainly servant leadership, and that's one of the things I want to bring to the legislature, which I don't think has been embraced.
Yeah, and I don't know yet, I haven't even looked at who you're running against, but I would make the presumption that I don't know what their qualifications are, but they're an incumbent, right? You're running against an incumbent.
Yes, he's a 15-year incumbent.
And so I would have to wonder what the qualifications were, because as you say, even though he's a 15-year incumbent, it seems like he's still been missing the call of stepping in, providing solutions, because property damage and those types of things are only getting worse, right?
They are. And again, I don't think he's responding to the concerns of the community and really is focused on just doing working for his party and for the more progressive Spokane or Seattle vision of society.
Okay. Well, hey, Dave, I'm actually out of time, but I want to let you go. I want you to call back in, and by all means, I want you to get more into this, because I'm hoping, you've got a long race to go, but I'm hoping that you will consider becoming an agent of Republic Review. And thank you again for your call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Folks, we'll be right back after word from our sponsors. Please stay tuned. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so I guess I didn't get a chance to grovel too much in asking people for some support and love. But if you have time, if you have a computer and phone, please reach out and let me know. We could definitely put you to work for a very, very good cause. I want to give you a picture of what's up next. So I've already gone through, and I'm not going to wait any longer for the other candidates. I think it's Sam Glautos and Foster Fries and Mark Gordon. Apparently, they don't want to come on to the show, or they'll claim that they're just too busy. But I will tell you that everybody I was able to connect with took a little personal time, whether they were on travel or what have you. We called and talked cell to cell, and that's why the audio, because it was cell to cell, was not necessarily good. Not too many people are able to call in during a very particular window of time for the show. So anyway, what's next? So I've talked to every single one of these candidates, and I have introduced them to Republic Review. And so far, only one candidate has truly recognized the constitutionality. I mean, they just got it as I talked to them about it. And it wasn't like, this sounds kind of foreign and fishy. I'll say this. Another candidate actually kind of got it. And a third candidate was, open to it. And so I'll just kind of identify the one that really got it, that just jumped out there on it and said, absolutely. And said, give me a pledge, let me sign that thing. And that's Taylor Haynes. Taylor Haynes was the first candidate to actually just jump on board with this. And so as soon as we get that pledge, because he said he's going to sign it, he probably already did sign it. I'm expecting him to just scan it and get it to me. But I know these guys are busy, but I'm not here to give them excuses. I'm here to give them challenges. But I'm also here to help. And so Bottom line, there's more to come. I'm going to interview them. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of federal jurisdiction and, you know, exactly how the federal government can justify itself for overstepping the boundaries of the Constitution and trying to get the each of the candidates' perspectives on that. That way we can, you know, start recognizing whether people are really acknowledging the Constitution or not. So that's really important. I think the other thing that I want to get into before I even talk about the news, because I haven't even gotten into the news and looking over my shoulder and outside and telling you that the federal government is not going to get rid of any of their unconstitutional powers and roles and responsibilities, because they're not. I just want to get into this conversation we just had with Dave on the apprehension on getting on board with the audit of the contract or the audit of the Constitution. Clearly, when you go through the Kentucky Resolution, that's exactly what Thomas Jefferson did when the federal government stepped over the line. There is nothing, I just want to be clear about this, there is nothing within the Constitution, nor has there ever been an amendment passed by the states that states, hey, if we can get away with, you know, bamboozling you, hoodwinking you, and fooling and lying and deceiving you into, you know, assuming new powers, and we create these huge monolithic bureaucracies, that makes it constitutional after so many years. Sorry, friends, that is not in the Constitution. That is why Madison said, even if you get the states to allow you to do this unconstitutionally, at any point in time, we can dismantle this. And it is still a violation of the Constitution. When we finally wake up and say, hey, we never delegated this power to you. So the question is, why is it that people are not getting on board? I'll tell you, they can't refute this argument. Even professors of political science and history and so forth cannot dispute this. I've yet to have anybody come forward with any form of evidence. Like I said, good luck. Because the documents speak for themselves. I don't even put the words in there. As a matter of fact, like I read in the Kentucky Resolution, what Jefferson was doing was, if you now understand the auditing process in Republic Review, that literally jumps out of that document. So what are the reasons why? I think one of the reasons why is a political reason why. I think there's this political correctness where people are afraid that they might lose some of their votes to those who aren't necessarily friendly to the Constitution. And the problem is, how is it that we have citizens, people that are eligible to vote, that are in such opposition to individual liberty and individual sovereignty? I just have a problem with this. Those people should not be able to vote. They should actually be packing up their crap and leaving. We should be inviting them, or we need to pass the Tory Act of 1776 and literally, not invite these people, but ask them, okay, so here's the bag you can fill. Put the stuff that you want to keep and then get rid of these people. Let them choose the country they can go to. If they want to go to Russia, Cuba, it don't matter. They just can't stay here anymore. Because that's what the Tory Act did. It got rid of those people who lived here and had lived here for years and years. And all of a sudden, because they no longer stood up on the principles that originated from the motherland, such as the Glorious Revolutions and so forth. And as we declared our independence, those who did not support that, those who did not support the Republican form of government and wanted to be a part of the monarchy, were asked to leave. Not even asked to leave. They were told to leave. They came in, packed them up. Actually, they didn't pack them up. You grab what you can because we're taking you out of here. Some of these people actually voluntarily left, and they were able to pack up and take some of their belongings. But again, that was the number one issue in negotiations with Britain over the impressing and over the property of those loyalists who were basically cast out or deported. So there's this political mind frame why people don't want to get on board, because they just don't want to offend those people who shouldn't be voting in the first place. And then secondly, there's this ideological thing. And I understand that, you know, some people go, well, we've been doing this. And actually, Professor Vile says, you know, well, we've been doing this all this time. You know, why can't we just continue to do this? Well, because it's wrong. Either we're doing the right thing and living by the Constitution, or the Constitution is, you know, null and void in itself. And I'm not willing to throw away the Constitution, but the progressives want us to get there. The progressives want you to have so much dependency on the state that you would rather get rid of the Constitution than get rid of the teat of government. Really, that's what they want. And I'm here to tell you that you will rue the day, and we will all, it'll be a gnashing of teeth, and we will all be very sorry if we allow that to happen. And our grandchildren, if we're still alive, I hope they poke us in the eye and beat us for allowing that to happen. What shame we will be as those who had and are partakers in a system of individual liberty and individual sovereignty, and how we allowed it to slip through our hands. Let it not be on this watch. Let it not be a continuing of ramping up the statist government. Because, you know, those people we call the greatest generation, my father, my grandfather, I sat down with my father and I said, I know a lot of people refer to your generation. Before my father passed away, he said, you know, he was very proud of being a part of that greatest generation. It was a label. And I go, you know what? That's a label that makes you feel good, but it's an inaccurate label. Well, how could that be? And I go, because you allowed the federal government to create the unconstitutional program called Social Security. And he knew exactly where I was going, because they're the ones that literally opened the door for socialized programs and socialism in America. It was sold on a bill of goods with a lot of lies and deceits, but regardless, they violated the Constitution. And now we have to live with that. And if you understand what our greatest liabilities are, it's from that program in itself. So with all of that, I want you to understand that we literally need to start getting behind those who are willing to stand up. Now, this doesn't mean that we're going to lose our Social Security. As a matter of fact, if you read my book, I point to Milton Friedman's solution. There is no reason why anybody that has put into this system cannot be able to receive what they've put in, if not even better. The problem is we cannot let it continue. We have to close this. We have to actualize what the cost is and then let it go. When we actualize the cost, that means we say, okay, it's going to cost us this much and we're going to have to pay this level of taxes for this long because we allowed this to happen almost a century ago. And that's what you do. But you've at least ended it for future generations. And the future generations will be much smarter. And the future generations will not be held with this yoke around their neck and wondering whether they are going to collapse as a society because we've got another unconstitutional entity out there called the Federal Reserve that is literally selling us downriver. We should not have any federal bureaucracies that are selling us downriver, like the Energy Department, like the Education Department. They're literally indoctrinating kids to throw away our liberties. What, my friends, I hope that we do not have to face our children with that look of guilt in our eyes that we did not stand up and speak. So I'm asking you to please support Bill Winey. Go to my page on reclaimingtherepublic.org, candidate endorsements, and get it out there. Get some money, just small contributions. Let's do the Bernie Sanders and prove we can do this. You'll be surprised how great this will be when we do this. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, but I need your help. And so please help me, and we can all help each other. God bless. I'll be back tomorrow. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.